It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado will get federal funding to help with crisis counseling and training in response to the pandemic. Congress has granted nearly $1.8 million for the state from FEMA. That money will fund a grant program that supports disaster survivors and connects them with mental health resources. 16 providers across the state will offer services. An overnight camp near Colorado Springs will voluntarily close for the summer after some staff contracted COVID-19. CPR's Taylor Allen reports no campers have been at the site.
State and El Paso County health officials are investigating the outbreak at Eagle Lake Overnight Camp. Around 150 adult workers were on site recently for training. Officials say there are at least 4 confirmed cases of the disease, 7 probable cases, and 40 more people who were exposed. The state recently released new guidelines for residential camps. They limit outdoor camps to 25 campers in a group and indoor camps to 10 per group or activity, and those groups cannot mix. I'm Taylor Allen, CPR News.
The Denver Museum of Nature and Science is reopening its doors to the public tomorrow with some precautions in place. The museum closed in mid-March because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Visitors are now being asked to wear masks, stay socially distant, and to buy tickets online for timed entry into the museum to avoid crowds. Museum Vice President Nancy Walsh says the changes are meant to help guests feel safe.
We are a science organization. We love science, and so we have made it as safe as possible. We've taken all sorts of measures, from having plexiglass installed to changing our roles and frequency of cleaning so it's near constant on high-touch surfaces.
The reopening will also introduce a new temporary exhibit said to be the world's largest display of Lego art. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.